And the leader of Iran's Islamic Revolution has slammed the West's double standard regarding Israeli atrocities against Palestinians across the occupied territories. In a message to young people in Europe and America, Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei cited the Western government's support for, quote, Israel state terrorism as an instance of such, as an instance, rather, of such duplicity. The leader posed the question as to what kind of violence can compare to the Zionist regime's settlement expansion in terms of brutality. Ayatollah Khamenei criticized the West for not categorizing such, quote, barbarism and as extremism. And he argued, while European citizens have been asked to take refuge in their homes for a few days in the wake of the recent terror attacks, Palestinians have not been safe in their homes for six decades now. The leader noted that some powers, including the U.S., have been supporting terror in the Muslim world and choosing the sponsors of Takfiri terrorists as their allies. Ayatollah Khamenei said the Paris attacks are the result of the wrong policies that have led to the West to an impasse. He called Daesh Takfiri terrorism the outcome of the West colonialist attitude. The leader urged holding discussions on the roots of terrorism in the wake of the recent Paris attacks to ensure a peaceful future free from blind terror. Joining us from studios in Beirut is Ibrahim Moussaoui. He's a political commentator. Many thanks for joining us here on Press TV, Mr. Moussaoui. Now, of course, the theme of this letter has been that terrorism is a collective or a common worry for both the Muslim world and the West, and that it is imperative that its root causes be discussed and looked into by the youth in the West. How important is that in today's age and time?
Indeed, it is very important. It's very timely. This is a very monumental kind of a speech, a kind of a message to the Western youth. I mean, we have to pinpoint very important and significant aspects of the message of Ayatollah, the leader Sayyid Ali Khamenei, for the Western youth. Here we are not talking about the governments. We're not talking about like those who are in power now. He's talking about the motor cycle for the future to come. We're talking about the youth who are the generations, the future, and the destiny of most of the Western countries. They should be held responsible. They should be aware of what's really happening in their governments and in their systems, that they understand really what's happening and be responsible for the future. This is a very important message because, I mean, hadn't it been for the Imam Khamenei, who else in this world? There is no one single man. There is no one, no other leader like him. No other state like Iran is saying the things as they should be said to the Western countries. No one is holding the Western countries and the Western government responsible for the suffering of the Palestinians the way Imam Khamenei is holding them responsible for. No other state is saying the things in a very clear way, direct way, to say the things as they should be said, to call them as they should be called. I believe this is very sensitive. This is very important. The message of awareness that he is spreading is very important at this time because he's holding them responsible for the disasters, catastrophes that are taking place in our part of the world. And he is also giving them a kind of warning that they should live up and wake up to the kind of values, system of values that they keep talking about. Here we talk about the double standards that they always use against the Palestinians and against the Arabs and the Muslims as if they are people of lesser value. This is very important at this moment because it's not only going to make them aware of what's happening, it's also going to be a kind of awakening moment for the Muslims and the Arabs to understand that they are in a position to hold the Western government responsible for their atrocities and for their bias and for their support of the terrorism state of Israel.
Right now, Mr. Moussaoui, very quickly if you can, this is the second letter that the leader has penned to the Western youth. Now, in both instances, though, he appealed to the nature of the Western youth of asking questions and looking into the matters themselves without being told what to think and what to believe. How imperative is that?
It is very, it's very imperative, it's very important because here we are talking about a kind of brainwashed. We were talking here a kind of propaganda that has always been over the heads of the Western youth by the governments. They are being dictated from the above. They think that they are living in a free countries. Yes, they are free in certain way, in a proportional way, but at the same time, they are going to choose among things that have been decided by the government. Take, for example, the designation of certain liberation movements, of certain people. The Palestinian people are being depicted as terrorists while they are struggling for their own life, for their own dignity, which necessarily boils down to the same values of the Western countries. Yet their governments dictate upon the people the kind of media that they receive, the kind of messages that they are being dictated is that the Palestinian people are terrorists. So when he sends this message to the youth, and this is the second message, he is giving them the opportunity, he is awakening them, and this is very important at this moment because they are going to ask themselves why this leader of Iran is giving us this kind of messages. They are going to go to the alternative media, they will go to the social, to the new media, and this is going to help in the future to make them in a position to hold their government, to hold their representatives in the cabinet, representatives in the parliament, responsible for the actions and okay. for their moves in the different decisions that are being taken in the governments.
All right, that's political commentator Ibrahim Moussaoui. He's joining us from studios in Beirut. Mr. Moussaoui, we appreciate your comments as always here on Press TV.